640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The Coast Guard says sounds and banging have been heard from the search area where a missing submersible called Titan is believed to be. Carl Hartsfield is with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
The noises have been described as banging noises. They have to put the whole picture together in context, and they have to eliminate potential man-made sources other than the Titan.
It's hot as you know where, still in Texas. KRLD Radio Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Excessive heat warning in effect today with the feels-like temperature at or above 110 degrees during peak heating. Yesterday's peak heat index tied the all-time record of 117 set back in 1980 in that disco inferno we all didn't enjoy.
It's miserable in parts of New Mexico and Oklahoma as well. The chairman of the nation's central bank says more rate hikes are coming this year. The story from CBS business correspondent Jason Brooks.
In his semi-annual testimony to the House Financial Services Committee, Fed Chair Powell said that higher rates will likely be needed this year in order to bring inflation down to the central bank's 2% target. The Fed paused rate hikes last week for the first time in 11 meetings, forecasting two more hikes this year. When asked by House members about the recent regional bank failures, Powell said the Fed needs to update its approach to liquidity issues, saying current regulations aren't strong enough.
The nonprofit news organization ProPublica says Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito failed to disclose a fishing vacation provided by billionaire conservative donor Paul Singer. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
According to ProPublica, Singer's Manhattan-based hedge fund was involved in at least 10 cases brought before the Supreme Court, many of them high-stakes business cases. Those cases were heard after that fishing trip in 2008, with one decision in 2014 when the High Court voted 7-1 in Singer's favor. And Justice Alito did not recuse himself from any of them.
Democrats in the Senate are renewing their push for tolerance and acceptance. Oregon's Jeff Merkley.
We introduced the Equality Act today to tell our transgender youth, we stand with you and we will do all we can to end the prejudice and the discrimination and the bullying so you will have a full opportunity to thrive.
The bill bars discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The Senate today has voted to sustain President Biden's veto of a bill that would have kept the EPA from imposing new limits on emissions from heavy-duty trucks. On Wall Street, less than 2 hours before the close, the Dow is off slightly, the S&P 500 off by 0.3%, NASDAQ off almost 1%. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The non-Milwaukee communities are also commenting about the shared revenue bill that sends them money without the same conditions. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman was in Wausau with the governor for the signing event and in a statement expressed her support for an additional $1 million in revenue for Kenosha County. A second teenager has been arrested in connection with the mass shooting at the Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration in which four teenage girls and the two suspects were injured. Mayor Cavalier Johnson had thoughts about the shooting that stemmed from a dispute among the girls.
You know, it used to be a time where if folks had an argument, you just walk away. Or maybe worse, you get into a fist fight.
Last week, the tragic plane crash in Watertown claimed the lives of 8-year-old Colin Strebe and his 73-year-old grandfather, Dr. William Buchholz, who was a local dentist. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Law.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. Glad to have you along with us, my friend.
Passing the baton. Pass that baton.
Just like a relay race.
That's right.
I love those relay races. Glad to have you in. It is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Happy birthday to Mom. Up there at Richland Center, she's in Madtown today. My sister and I are going to take her out to eat and see what kind of trouble we can get into. You know, dancing on State Street or whatever we decide
to
do.
Have more fun than you're allowed. That's what
my mom back in the day was quite the dancer, by the way. My sister and I learned to dance in the kitchen from Mom. So, she's fantastic. Glad to have you along with us as well. On this Wednesday, the 21st of June, 2023, across the state of Wisconsin, from Madison, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center, Wausau, Amory, Oshkosh, Wisconsin Rapids, Hayward, Racine, and Kenosha, and all parts in between, we welcome you to the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking the last hour to our good friend, Trygve Olson of the Lincoln Project, the path of the Republican Party. What's going on voting on college campuses? Republicans saying they don't want college kids to vote legally anymore. What's up with all that? And this attack on higher education. Want to start going back to the phones this hour because Jack in Merrimack has been extraordinarily patient through the break. Thank you so much, Jack, for holding through the break there. What say you across Wisconsin on a Wednesday afternoon?
Well, first of all, the quote that you used, I think it was from Earl, about fascism sneaking in on
Little Cat. Oh, Matt Flynn, yeah.
The Republican Party.
Yeah, Matt Flynn's quote.
It's from Matt Flynn, yeah. Anyway, with the Republican Party of today, fascism is rumbling in on Clydesdale hoofs.
Right.
I'm sorry, but it's that obvious. Going back to the discussion on college students and voting. First of all, my son just graduated from University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
Congratulations.
And there's virtually, thank you, there's virtually nobody from the Democratic Party that contacted him personally at any time at school. He may have done something with the Democratic Party on his own. I don't know that. But that's one of the most ridiculous claims I've ever heard. And the same thing is true. I have never heard of a professor who said, vote for this guy. That just doesn't happen. That's such incredible lies in that first sentence of that platform plank. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But I think there are two things going on here. First of all, of course, because the Republican Party really doesn't have anything to offer young people, whether it's climate change or giving billions to billionaires. They they don't have anything that the youth of today is really interested in. I think that they're, of course, obviously trying to disenfranchise as many of those people as possible, or at least discourage them from voting. Secondly, they're actually pushing young people out of the state of Wisconsin. My son is so disgusted with the political climate regarding the gerrymandering that he is actually going to be teaching in Minnesota this next year.
Wow.
And finally, I think one of the reasons that they're doing this is not just to disenfranchise young people, but also to keep the gerrymandering as much as possible, because students don't always go to school in the same political areas that where they come from.
Yeah.
So I think there's several things going on here.
I appreciate you called in, Jack, and those are great, important points. You know, the first one I want to say is, you know, when I use words like authoritarianism and fascism, I don't use those words lightly, because I know a little bit about something about history, and so I don't want to just be cavalier and throw that around. And so that's why I ask a guy like Tryggvi Olsen, who has actually gone and fought against those things in places like Belarus, who's been around the world, and when he tells me that it's not an exaggeration at all, and in fact that these are tactics used by autocratic and fascist dictator leaders, I believe him. And so you have to call this stuff out the way it is. Secondly, again, congratulations to your son being a graduate of UW Eau Claire, a fine university here in Wisconsin. And I think you make a great point that nobody, you know, sure, I mean, you know, out of how many, whatever, tens of thousands of students, you're always going to find one or two that had a professor that said something. I'm not going to say that it never happened. But on the percentages, that kind of stuff, it doesn't happen, right, Jack?
For all practical purposes, it doesn't happen. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, and it's great to have somebody who has had a kid in the system as recently as this past year to give us on the ground. You know, it's not a reporter. It's not my personal opinion. It's your kid who actually went to a UW school, got a great education, wish he was going to be here in Wisconsin, but we wish him all the best in his endeavors in Minnesota. Jack, Merrimack, thanks for holding it. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day out there in beautiful Merrimack. Back with more of your calls after this, 844-967-2789. We have a former chair of the Wisconsin Republican College Party checking in with a tweet after this.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now,
and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Join the journey as we pursue truth across the state of Wisconsin right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:16, or at least coming up on 2:16. On the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin, Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. We appreciate you being here, Evan, on a rather hot day. A little warm out there. So if you have folks that are maybe struggling with the heat, don't have air conditioning, check on them today. Make sure you all are staying hydrated and in the shade and as cool as possible. Talking about voting rights, more this half hour, delving a little bit deeper into this, talking about, I'll call it an atrocity, an attack on voting rights in Wisconsin by the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and in particular by guys like State Senator Steve Noss, who is the chairman of the University Higher Ed Committee in the State Senate. What we're talking about is this. I have in my hands a 2023 Republican Party of Wisconsin proposed resolutions packet, a list. Says recommended by the Resolutions Committee on 5/2023. In other words, the Resolutions Committee, and back when I was a Republican, was a Republican until 2011. Back when I was a Republican, it took a minute to get on the Resolutions Committee. If you wanted to be a state delegate, if you were a party chair or vice chair, it was a big deal to be on the Resolutions Committee. As I've said, Walter Baltz from the West Salem, La Crosse area, chewed a big cigar all the time. Quite a character. He ruled that committee for years. And you don't allow resolutions to get to the state convention floor unless they are sanctioned by the leadership within the hierarchy of the Republican Party. That's how it works. So this resolution entitled Eligible Voters and Campus Voting came to the floor. It ended up being tabled, but it passed the Resolutions Committee and came to the floor of the state convention in La Crosse this past weekend. It says, quote, whereas students come from our local communities and stay temporarily during the school year, and students return to their parents' home address during breaks and receive mail at their home, and whereas students who arrive at college campuses in the fall are immediately campaigned by Democrats and are repeatedly told by faculty and other students who they should vote for, and now therefore be it resolved, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, a caucus assembles, demands that all election laws be followed and only eligible voters be allowed to vote, and that students shall vote by absentee ballot at the polling place assigned to their permanent home address, not a temporary college address. And be it further resolved that all colleges and universities will follow all laws and strict guidelines as laid out by the Wisconsin State Legislature and show through audits that proper training procedure has been followed. Wanted to read that again, just so everybody knows what we're talking about. This is not Todd's opinion. This is not me hearing it secondhand. This is me printing out their own published resolutions from 2023. And we can have a discussion on whether or not we disagree with things like taxes or education or what. Fine. But you should not be able to disagree. We cannot if we're to remain a democratic republic, a representative democracy. We cannot disagree on the foundational tenets of our country. And that's voting rights. As the article in WisPolitics stated over the weekend, quote, Students who are eligible voters and have resided in for 28 days in the same residence in Wisconsin are legally allowed to vote in state elections. It's the law. And here we get now to Trigvy Olson's point, one of his main points. Great show, by the way, today for Trigvy, the first hour. He was on fire. Because, like me, this stuff gets us ginned up. I didn't leave the Republican Party because someone said, well, I don't think we should get rid of capital gains taxes. Right? I didn't leave the Republican Party because, you know, of some other minor issue. I left the Republican Party because I sat in a closed caucus with Republican state senators and staffers there who were giddy about suppressing the voting rights of black and brown people and college students in this campus. My former boss, Dale Schultz, walked out in protest and I stayed there. I was the lead witness by then private attorney Josh Call, now the state attorney general, in a lawsuit by, I believe it was One Wisconsin Now, took on the then Republican attorney general of this state, Brad Schimmel. I was the lead witness that testified against Scott Walker and the Republicans on voting rights of the state. Told the judge under oath in a federal court what I heard and what I knew. And to date, you want to know how many of my former Republican colleague staffers or how many Republican state senators that were in that room? You want to know how many of them ever called me a liar? Zero. Zero. And you want to know why? Because I spent about 2.5 hours being debriefed by the Federal Department of Justice. And they explained to me exactly what these charges meant and looked at exactly the evidence I had. And they said, you realize that these people could be in a lot of trouble. And my assumption is that the Republican Party attorneys explained that to everyone in that room that thought about calling me out and going under oath. That's why I left the Republican Party. There are lines you do not cross. And the foundational tenets of democracy are one of them. There are people out there who still call themselves Republicans who do believe in that. Longtime friend of mine, worked together in politics over the years, Sam Gold, an attorney, knows the law, a very good attorney, I might say, has tried in local courts, state courts, federal courts, and in Florida. He is a former state chairman of the Wisconsin College Republicans. And he tweets this, and he told me I could use this on the air and credit it to him. He said, quote, denying college students the right to vote locally kind of defeats our purpose. And you could quote me, unquote. Right?
Yeah, some scare quotes there.
Leave it to my friend Sammy, who, by the way, knows Brian Schimming even better than I do. Even my friend Sam, who still, I think, considers himself a Republican, he's certainly no Democrat. He's certainly no liberal. A former state chairman of the Wisconsin College Republicans, and a distinguished one at that. If you had taken Sam Gold with you to the state Republican convention in La Crosse, people would have come up to him, hugged him, shake his hand. Respected guy. And he says, denying college students the right to vote locally kind of defeats our purpose, unquote. I mean, really, right? Why have a college Republican organization if you don't want to recruit people to vote? Sam's absolutely right. So who are you, if you have an What's the purpose of having a college Republican organization if you're saying that none of those college Republicans can vote? Or are you just saying the ones that are going to vote Democratic can't vote? To be clear, that's not what Nas said. But, I mean, that begs the question, right? Steve Nas, as Trigby pointed out, he is an esteemed veteran. Served our country, I believe, with distinction. I know he was over at either, I think, Desert Storm. I won't tell the whole story. But back in the Republican Party state convention in Green Bay years ago in the 90s. Spent some time with Steve Nas. Knew him pretty well. Listened to a lot of him, what he said. This is the Steve Nas that served our country in the military. Because I don't believe that our nation's military, whether you agree with their actions, again, we can debate whether politicians sending our men and women into harm's way is legitimate. That's a debatable subject. But we cannot or we should not debate the courage, the bravery, the dedication of every woman and man in this country who puts on the uniform of the United States military and serves with distinction. That should not be debated. I don't know any man or woman in our nation's military serving with distinction who would not say, I defend the right of every eligible American to vote. And that's why I go and stand duty to protect your behind, to ensure that you have the ability to vote unhindered in the United States of America. And now here's Steve Nas saying, quote, before the quote, this is WisPolitik, say Nas also raised concerns about UW-Madison encouraging out-of-state students to vote in Wisconsin, saying, quote, people see that and they think, what the hell's going on, unquote. Just ask yourself. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from Trigvi. Just ask yourself. Why would people be upset at having others encourage eligible voters to vote? That's supposed to be what we're about. These are eligible voters under the law. And Wisconsin Republicans are passing resolutions at their state, well, it was tabled, but they got it to the floor through the resolutions committee, a resolution to go against the law, the current law in Wisconsin. You have a sitting state senator who's in charge of the universities saying that he is against the current law, that he doesn't want students to vote who are legally eligible. Ask yourself, who's trying to indoctrinate who? Doesn't sound like it's the universities to me. It sounds like the current iteration of whatever kind of a group they are that has hijacked the label of Republican Party of Wisconsin. Because let me tell you, they ain't Republicans. Back with your calls, 844-967-2789. Give us a ring now, 844-967-2789. Make it easy, 844-967-96-PARTY. Back after more, this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Still no luck in the search for a 5-person submersible far off the coast of Massachusetts. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick today.
The location of the search, 900 miles east of Cape Cod and 400 miles southeast of St. John's, makes it exceptionally difficult to mobilize large amounts of equipment quickly.
High heat and humidity is the story in Texas today, and kids are getting the brunt of it, says MedStar Mobile Healthcare's Matt Zavatsky.
We see a lot of kids. School's out, kids are on the playground. Parents might not realize that kids suffer from heat-related illness faster than adults do. And, we've already had 4 cases for kids under 10 years old.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the House Financial Services Committee today that inflation is still too high, and rate hikes are in our future later this year.
The economy is facing headwinds from tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which are likely to weigh on economic activity, hiring, and inflation.
Investors and traders are reacting to the testimony by selling stocks today. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. With a vote of 13 in favor, one abstention, and one absent, the city of Milwaukee approved a climate and equity plan yesterday. The plan has 10 major action ideas, like reducing greenhouse emissions by 45%, initiatives to create green jobs, and replacing pavement with native vegetation. The Racine Unified School District and teachers' unions have come to an agreement on pay raises for district employees in the upcoming school year, with a proposed 8% base wage increase. Claws are in the Shaw. Jimmy Koska has more about another sighting.
A black bear has been spotted again in Waukesha County, specifically in the town of Ottawa, marking the third sighting since May. The DNR thinks it's the same bear. If you do see one, experts say to make loud noises, such as banging pots and pans or honking horns.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
Welcome back to the Tell All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Glad to have you along with us. It is 2:33. Taking your phone calls, want to join in the conversation talking about voting rights in Wisconsin, particularly on college campuses, and the fact that the chair of the State Senate University Committee overseeing our UW and Tech College institutions saying that he does not believe that students in Wisconsin who are legally eligible to vote should be able to do so. Asking the question openly yesterday, quote, what the hell is going on, unquote. Apparently outraged. Steve Noss and his minion, Mike Mickelson, his staffer. I use that term. The late, great state senator, Republican, Mike Ellis, was fond of calling staffers minions. He'd tell people, once you're a state senator, then you can have minions. So I was a minion. We're all minions. But Steve Noss, you know, I wonder sometimes, who is the state senator? Is it Steve Noss or is it Mike Mickelson? Because you never really see Mickelson. He's some Capitol staffers, they'll go downtown Madison here. There's like a bar called Jenna's, and they'll all, you'll talk about their bosses after they got a couple of drinks in them. Democrats, Republicans alike. You never saw Mike Mickelson out. Kind of cloistered. I'm not sure if he just sits in his home and watches Newsmax and eats TV dinners or what. I don't know. Lets the dog lick his face. I don't know. But Mike Mickelson is kind of the brains behind Steve Knotts. He kind of pulls the strings, if you will. So I don't know. Maybe Mike Mickelson is just ticked off at colleges. I don't know what his problem is.
Couldn't have anything to do with that. They're sort of they lean maybe a little more progressive.
Again, it goes back to what Trigby's saying. Republicans simply have run out of or are reticent to have ideas that connect with 50% plus one of the state.
Republican voters aren't in college.
well, there are some, but by and large,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. What do you think about this voting issue on college campuses? Don't you think that legal citizens should be allowed to vote? 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Go to the phones now. Rico, thank you very much for calling in. Rico, where are you calling from today?
Calling from Rock County.
Very good.
I was a little confused about this. Now, since most college kids would just be turning legal adults and most would need to register, do you mean to tell me Stephen Knotts wants somebody, maybe his parents live in Ohio, they're supposed to go back to Ohio and register in Ohio, and I believe there would be a residency requirement for Ohio, and they're supposed to actually lie and say that they actually reside in Ohio when right. They don't reside in Ohio. They actually pay their rent and bills in Wisconsin. I mean, I'm just confused on this, Todd. So I was kind of hoping, you know, maybe you could explain this to the listeners, or maybe Steve Knotts could come on and explain this, because it seems to me like that would be voter fraud, wouldn't it?
You're 100% right,
anyway,
Rico.
Just a thought.
I appreciate your phone call. You're welcome, Rico in Rock County. Thanks for calling in. No, you're right. I mean, it feels like biblical times, right? In the Bible, when Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, had to return to Nazareth for a census, maybe that's how far the nationalist Christian right has gone. They want to take us back to biblical times for voting. I don't know. Rico's right. Steve Knotts, State Senator Steve Knotts, anytime he wants to come on this show, more than welcome. Would be happy to have him on. Open invitation. But Rico's right. Apparently, Senator Knotts, the Republicans, want college kids to return home, absentee ballots, or in person to vote. And Rico's right. How do you, if you're living in Wisconsin, are you really a resident anymore of Ohio or wherever you might be from? I mean, it's even worse than that. Let's say my godsons are from Monroe. Where they're going, so you have a choice, living in Monroe, which is down near the Illinois border, or Wisconsin, or Madison, where they're going to college at. You can either go home and vote in Monroe, or you can register as long as you're residing 28 days in a row at a residency in Madison, but you can't do both. And to Rico's point, you don't want voter fraud. I mean, if you want an example of voter fraud, allegedly, back when I was in Dale Schultz's office, we did our own investigation on voter fraud in the early 2010s. Our boss said, I want you to find out if this is real or not. We found two cases of voter fraud back in 2010, 2011. Maybe it was after the 2012 election. Two cases. One was a Republican staffer. She voted in Madison and in her hometown in northern Wisconsin. The other, the then estranged wife, I think it was number two, of Speaker Robin Voss, who voted in Racine and then went home and voted in her home state of Idaho while they were getting a divorce. funny how that allegedly all got expunged off the record. I'll simply leave it at that. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Waukesha. Bob in Waukesha, thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. What say you across Wisconsin?
Well, thank you for your show. I got two things. You know, I don't appreciate being lectured about not going to church by the likes of Robin Voss. I don't know where he thinks he comes off that he's so spiritual. Anybody that's been married three times and divorced, apparently he's not marriage material, and he's not a very good person. My second thing is, why don't you guys, Republicans, that belong to the Lincoln Project, why don't you run somebody? There's got to be Listen, the people that are running the party now in Republicans, they have no integrity. They will do anything to win at all costs. And, you know, your party, your ex-party, over the last 20 years, hasn't won popular vote.
Yep.
So that tells me that your policies or their policies, people don't want anything to do with. And, you know, this thing with the college kids, what they're trying to starve their vote because they know the youth between 20 and 30 years old don't want anything to do with them.
Yep. No, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, Bob. Let me tell you something. I ran for office myself in 2004 and got stabbed in the back by then Speaker Mike Hipsch, the Republican leader in the assembly, who stabbed me. I knew him since college. He stabbed me in the back and cost me the primary on the Republican side because I was too moderate. I ran again in 2008 for the assembly. And once again, what was a combination of Mark Jefferson, who's now the executive director of the Republican Party, who lied to me, was actually in the 2004 race as well, lied to me, thought he was my friend. And again, he was working behind the scenes to get a more conservative elected. So I did do my best to run, ran twice, lost twice. But your point is well taken with the gerrymandering. You can't have a Lincoln Project type Republican or very hard to get somebody like that through a primary. That's why we need fair maps. Janet Protasiewicz hopefully is going to help that out once he gets on the Supreme Court in August. But that's why I don't technically belong to a party, but that is why I support Democrats right now. Not because I think that they're the end-all, be-all, not because I agree with everything on the Democratic Party agenda. It's because my baseline, my bar, is democracy. I realize that's kind of a low bar, but that's where we're at today. And the only major political party that has a consistent ethos and results in protecting democracy right now are the Democrats. And so that's why I'm supporting Democratic candidates these days. Let's go to Middleton right here in Middleton in South Central Wisconsin. Matt in Middleton. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thanks for the show. I'd just like to say I think that Republicans never really believed in democracy. They want it to be more of a republic where they get to decide everything. An elite group of individuals. And I think they're against education because the more educated you are, the more you realize that a lot of what they stand for doesn't hold water. It's not, it's just based on beliefs, like trickle-down economics. It's just beliefs. They believe things. And the data, if you look at the numbers of Democratic administration, we've been better on the economy every single time. So... you know, that's what it is. That's my two cents. And thanks again for the show.
Hey, Matt, thanks for your kind words. Really appreciate listening in Middleton on WMDX Radio here based out of Madison. You make a couple of great points. First of all, I would say that there were in history some Republicans that do several. Obviously, Abraham Lincoln, pro-democracy. A guy like Dwight David Eisenhower, a great former war hero and general and president of the United States, Republican, advocated in his State of the Union address speech, I believe in 1954, 1957, that for actually having 18 be the new voting age in this country, wanted to lower the voting age, to have more people accessible to the right to vote. You can go right down the list, you know, others. We mentioned Tommy Thompson earlier in the show. He certainly was a pro-democracy guy. You might disagree with his policies, but there are Republicans out there that still believe in democracy. But unfortunately, those are becoming few and far between. So, you know, I think that there were ones out there, but you make a great point, and that's this. Stuart Stevens, who's on the Lincoln Project, who we've had on this show, he wrote a great book. It's called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. It Was All a Lie by Stuart Stevens. It's a great read. Highly recommend it. It was cathartic for me. Certainly a little bit difficult for me. And it made me think, holy crap, I was part of this. But I don't disown that. I helped elect great guys like Dale Schultz and Scott Klug, who did a lot to help this state and this country. But I also was part of, you know, helping elect others who were not so great. I own that. And that's part of why I am here each and every day, not to push my views on others, but simply to share the truth so that you all can come to your own conclusion. You don't need me to yell at you and tell you how to vote or what to vote for. What I think that we can all use a little help with is finding the truth, to Matt's point. Let's go to Jake in Milwaukee. Jake in Milwaukee, we appreciate you calling in. You got about 2 minutes. Jake, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I've been thinking about, like, I'm starting to see the turn of the screw, so to speak, of what's going on in the world and Wisconsin. You know, it's the Republicans are going to lose power eventually. And it's just a matter of a year or two, I think, before they really do. And that's why, like, Robin Voss is crying and having fits. But I think about the legacy of these Wisconsin Republicans now, because they're akin to Southern racists in the Civil Rights era. Mm-hmm. And I think about the ones who maybe don't like it and aren't speaking up to turn their party around and not be Southern racists again. And but their legacy, it's a bad legacy.
I really appreciate you calling. By the way, Jake, are you listening to us on WAUK down in Waukesha, or how are you listening to us today?
Yep. I am in Milwaukee, and I've been listening for a very long time. And as I just have to say, it's nice being hard to get on the phone, actually, now. It's good.
Well, our success is all due to you and people like you for listening, so we appreciate you and the kind words. Jake brings up an important point. And the point is this, that the ideals that are being, not all everyday Republicans, but the leadership of the Republican Party are certainly putting forth these ideas of the old time Southern racists. We'll come back and talk about that. Your calls as well. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
You are
never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before the start of the Matt Flynn Direct program. Not want to miss it today. Matt Flynn taking all callers once the microphone is opened. One of the great things, he lets you have your say. An attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party, but let me tell you, Matt Flynn is not pulling punches. He'll call it like he sees it. Doesn't matter whether he thinks the Democrats are wrong, whether he thinks the Republicans are wrong. Answers your questions. One of his favorite quotes, I love it. Not woke if you don't know history. He's right. We have to know history. Great program coming up, Matt Flynn Direct, after the top of the hour. CBS, ABC, or AP News first. A little weather. And then shortly thereafter, Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. It is never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, our new colleague, our new show, great show, Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, don't miss it, Rob Pilot, tape delayed now, but still, stay up or listen to the podcast. It is Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. By the way, if you don't have the Civic Media app, great time to get it. It's been redone and improved. Both Apple and Android, simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free, takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King calls a deal. It's free, the Civic Media app. Get yours today. Also, one note, we are off for a couple of days, live shows, as Toddy has to make a little move of his apartment. Appreciate my sister and mom helping out, by the way. Happy birthday again to mom. So we're going to have a couple of reruns for you tomorrow and Friday, and then back with a live show on Monday. So be aware of that. As we said, Matt Flynn likes to remind us the importance of history, and the caller right before we went to break there, really appreciate that caller. Because what they are alluding to are Jim Crow laws. Ever heard of that? A lot of people probably heard of it. It's important in American history to understand what we are, where we're at today. Jim Crow laws were state and federal laws introduced to the southern United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries and enforced racial segregation. Why do they call it Jim Crow? Well, it's a pejorative, or in other words, a racist or bad term back in the day to signify African Americans called Jim Crow. Such laws remained enforced until the 1960s. Formal and informal segregation policies were present in other areas of the United States as well, but predominantly in the South. The Southern laws were enacted by white Southern Democratic-dominated state legislatures to disenfranchise and remove political and economic gains made by African Americans during the Reconstruction era. So people say, well, Todd, how can you be a Republican? I mean, how could you have been in the past tense? I left the party in 2011. It's because the Republican Party didn't look like it did today, always. That it was the Southern Democrats at one time that were supporting anti-equality laws, Jim Crow laws. Remember, the Civil Rights Act was passed by, with the help of Republicans in Congress, in order for Lyndon Baines Johnson to sign it into law. So I get it. And you go, well, that's forever ago. Yeah, you're right. That's why I'm not a Republican anymore, right? Because things changed. I'm just telling you, if people say, I can't understand how you could have been a Republican. This is partly why. Because in history, it teaches us that it used to be the Southern Democrats who were anti-equality with these Jim Crow laws. And so, you know, it became, you know, separate but equal. Had the Supreme Court case, Plessy versus Ferguson. Terrible law, terrible case, outcome, separate but equal. Saying that as long as, you know, keep people separate, segregated in schools or whatever, but try to be equal. Of course, it was never equal. And thank God our country got past that, particularly with the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights Act of 1964, or the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And Brown versus the Board of Education overturned that law. Had terrible thing. You go into the voting booths, black people in the South, they have a jar of jelly beans. The person running the polls, a white person, would say, how many jelly beans do you think are in that jar? 82. Nope, 75. Sorry, you're not smart enough to vote. Come back next time. This was the United States at one time in this country. This was the discrimination against black people, against women. Wasn't until Dwight Eisenhower said that we could lower the voting age to 18. And it was the Republican Party who fought against many of those things. Not all Republicans, but most. And now we have a dingus like Steve Noss, who is the chair of the University Committee in the Wisconsin State Senate, and he wants to go against Wisconsin law and federal law that says you can vote. As a legal citizen, an eligible voter, you are allowed to vote in Wisconsin if you have been in that place for 28 days as a resident. And Steve Noss wants to break the law. The Republican Party of Wisconsin in their state convention this last weekend had a resolution go to the floor saying they want to break the law and keep young people from voting. This is no different than the attitude of Jim Crow. And the caller earlier is exactly right. This is the dark history of the United States of America, the snake of racism, raising its ugly head once again. And as Barney Fife once told Andy, you got to nip it, Andy. You got to nip it in the bud. And this is why the hope of this country lies in Gen Z. Because they recognize this bullcrap. And they're not going to stand for it. And Robin Voss and Steve Noss and Brian Schimming and Devin Lemonhue and all the other Republicans and all those scaredy-cap people lining up the staffers that don't have the balls to speak the truth because they would rather look themselves in the mirror every morning and realize they're tired sacks of crap rather than being Americans because they want the money and they want the state benefits and they want the federal benefits. But you know what? The citizens of Wisconsin are smarter, and they're rising up, and they will continue to vote. So watch out, folks. Democracy's on the line. And we're going to be back with a live show on Monday to keep defending it. We got repeats tomorrow. We got repeats on Friday. We'll see you then. Whatever you believe in, whatever is important to you, do not give up. Because keep banging your drum, and we'll get there together. Matt Flynn is next. Do not miss it. Stay tuned. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.